Shares of the radio ratings company Arbitron took a beating today on Wall Street, down more than 20%. Late yesterday, Arbitron said it was delaying the rollout of its new audience measuring system in 9 big markets, including New York and Los Angeles. The new devices, called portable people meters, are supposed to give stations and advertisers a better idea of who's listening and when. But some broadcasters have complained that young people and minorities are being underrepresented. Arbitron says it will check to make sure it's measuring those groups accurately. Katie Bachman, senior editor for Media Week, explains how the new technology works.
The portable people meter is about the size of a pager, and you carry it or put it in your purse or in your pocket, and it tracks a code that is embedded in the signal of the radio station and just picks up whatever, you know, radio station you were listening to.
And the old system was?
The old system was you had a diary that you kept for a week, and you wrote down what station you listened to at what time. With the portable people meter, it does all that for you. All you have to do is carry the thing.
And in the places where Arbitron's been testing these portable people meters, they're showing a big disparity with the old numbers. Who's losing audience?
Well, it's commercialized. It is the methodology in Philadelphia and Houston. So it's past the test stage. Mainstream formats, top 40, rock, news, anything that cuts through all kinds of ethnic groups and age demographics tends to do better than niche formats. So urban and ethnic and Spanish formats are taking a bigger hit than mainstream formats.
And this isn't just a problem for bragging rights. This all ties in with ad revenues, how much they can charge for spots, which are based on numbers of listeners.
And that's an interesting thing, because with the portable people meter, it shows that each radio station, while they may have a smaller audience than any one 15-minute period, during the week, their audiences are huge. So those numbers are exploding. So that shows that if you are a broadcaster and you want to reach people in the market, radio is the place to go. So there's a good news, bad news story here. It isn't just all bad news. It's just that stations and radio groups and different formats are going to need to sell differently. And the advertisers understand that, and they've been adjusting how they buy radio accordingly.
Does it strike you, Katie, as somebody who covers this industry, that the problem here is that these numbers are accurate and the stations don't like them, or that there really is something flawed with the new measurements?
I think it's growing pains, that they're not used to it. I do think the numbers with the portable people meter are more accurate. Every, you know, TV uses electronic measurement. Radio needs to be on the same playing field. It has to go this way. And I think broadcasters know that, too. It's just that maybe they need a little bit of time to cool off and understand exactly what's going on. But I do think this is electronic measurement has got to be better in this day and age. It's a much more fallible system when you're relying on someone writing down what they listen to versus something that picks it up for you.
Well, Katie Bachman, it's good to talk to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Katie Bachman is a senior editor with Media Week.